This is Nature Notes, a Maine Naturalist afield. I'm Glenn Muddlehauser, an ecologist and naturalist with Maine Natural History Observatory. Joining us today is Jill, a dedicated botanist from Maine whose work focuses on preserving the unique plant ecosystems of the region.
My name is Jill Weber, and I am a Maine naturalist, I guess. I hesitated because I feel like I'm in the process of becoming, even though I started working in the woods in Maine in 1988, part-time, doing consulting for the state, trying to relocate plants at historic locations. I'm trained as a botanist, so primarily a botanist, but when you're a natural historian, you can't help but learn about some other critters.
So as we're talking, we are sitting in about mid-slope of Great Meadow, a palustrine wetland in Acadia National Park. And as I'm sitting here, I see a lot of trees with multiple trunks. As a natural historian, I also have to consider humans as part of that natural landscape. And I'm thinking a lot of the time those multiple trunks have to do with human activity. Maybe right where we are now, they're the result of the 1947 fire, some of them, because the hardwood trees, anything that isn't a conifer, gets burned down to the stump. There will be living buds that can sprout up around, and that's how we get multiple trunks one way. It's always a struggle to explain what I do, and even when I try hard in a social situation, the conversation kind of ends or moves on when someone says, "So basically you get paid to hike around. That's awesome." And I usually say, "Why, yes, that is true. That is my job." There are seldom paths where I go, so I need to go overland. And if I'm doing a scientific transect, it doesn't matter if there's a half a mile of alders in front of me. I need to stay on that line and make my way through the water and the alders. It doesn't matter if it's hot and humid and there are more mosquitoes on the hand holding my notebook than, like, you can't believe how many mosquitoes are on each knuckle. I don't get to go, "I'm done now, this isn't fun." I mean, there are challenges that people don't understand, but then there are immense treasures. There was a lot of, Maine was very much ahead of the curve, I feel, with plant conservation. At that time, we had the Critical Areas Program, and there were contracts to go out and try to find plants that we know used to grow here, but we weren't sure they did any longer. And that Hank Tyler led that effort. And, you know, it's a good plan, because until you do an inventory, and until you know what you have, it's hard to plan for what to do with it. So that's how I got started. And a couple other naturalists and I, a couple years ago, were reminiscing. And one of them said, "Remember those summers, like my first contract with Hank Tyler? And I thought I had gone to heaven. He offered me $250 for the summer. And I was so lucky." And we, the two others that were there said, "Yeah, $250. We were just rolling in it." So that's how it started. You know, all the treasures that are out there are there for everyone. And I still learn all the time. And every time I learn, I get more firmly rooted to my place and more excited about the planet that we live on. So I feel like, yeah, I do it for a living, but we can all be natural historians where we are.
That was Nature Notes, a Maine Naturalist afield from the Maine Natural History Observatory. This program was produced by Glenn Muddlehauser. The theme music is Keeper of the Light by Hallie Pottle Parker, performed by Hallie Pottle Parker and Kate Pottle. For more information, you can go to mainenaturalhistory.org. You can find more episodes of Nature Notes on the WERU archive or wherever you get podcasts.